And joining us for today's reality check is Honolulu Civil Beats business reporter Stuart Yurton, who has news of how COVID testing at CVS Longs could be in the cards. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
Yeah, so tell us about this story. How's that supposed to work?
Well, the idea, and again, it's being worked on. The Lieutenant Governor, Josh Green, told us about it yesterday. The idea would be to have testing available at CVS pharmacies across the U.S., and the testing could be done for COVID-19, could be done before people get on the plane and before they come. And again, the details of how this would be documented and worked out still isn't final, but the idea is people get tested, they get cleared, they test negative, and they can come here and not have to deal with the 14-day quarantine, which is keeping people from coming here.
Right. Now, we did a story earlier about how a number of doctors at Queens and at Queens Hospital, doctors and nurses, I think 450 of them, signed this petition, kind of saying just that, that we ought to have this test as a carrot for people. Get a test before you get on the plane, and you don't have to go through this 14-day quarantine.
Yes, this is hugely popular from what we can tell. The Lieutenant Governor talked about polling they had done that showed this was a very popular idea. There's a lot of support to get tourism open. A lot of people are unemployed, so the economy really depends on it. And this would be a way to do it a lot more safely than simply letting people come.
We did talk to some House Republicans. I know they were advocating the same thing, test before people come in. So this is something that we're hearing from just different places, different corners in our state.
That's right. Yes. Representative McDermott, I think, came up with a plan calling for this. So it is, again, very popular. It's got a lot of support. Ultimately, it's going to be the Department of Health and the governor who make the call. But this really does seem to be something that's really getting some traction, and people are actually doing the work of making it feasible with very technical details.
And Representative McDermott, I think, was hoping that the airlines could, be in charge of this program. And my question to Hawaiian Airlines when we talked with them was, okay, so, what do you think about this idea? And I don't know that they necessarily want it, but, there's some legal issues about what they can do. Can they deny somebody, boarding on the plane because, they don't have something that says that they've tested, negative for COVID. So it's just a really interesting idea, but you have so many people, stakeholders that are involved in this.
That's right. And there are legal issues. And I talked to, again, the Lieutenant Governor about that. And last week I asked the Attorney General about something like this. And it does seem doable. I think the key is to make it a voluntary program so that if people choose, they can get tested and then forego the 14-day quarantine. That seems to be the key to making it legal. Who would do the testing is another issue. I'm not sure the airline could or would want to be in charge of it. But again, the state that is in charge of the quarantine could say, well, if you have this documentation, you don't have to do it. That seems to be okay.
Right. And I know the governor had said that he wants to make sure that, whatever paperwork the passengers have in hand, that, it's legit. So lots of little details that, need to be worked out with this, and including, who's going to pay for this test.
Right. So that's another question. This test could cost $120 at least or more per test. It's quite a bit. The state has money from the federal CARES Act and could probably use it to help with that or pay for the tests, or it could contribute to it or have the passengers pay. The Lieutenant Governor's point is that people will like this, if they're traveling here, they might be willing to pay some knowing that they're coming to a really safe place where everyone's being tested. Or again, the state, it could be really worth the state's interest to pay if we can get people off of unemployment and save that money.
Yeah, well, lots of interest in this subject, you know, based on the hits that you're getting and the comments after your story. But yeah, interesting point. But thanks so much, Stuart.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was business reporter Stuart Yurton with today's reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat. Check out his story at civilbeat.org.